And welcome you to the first hour of our second holiday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. This is a great show to share, by the way. And as long as you got internet access, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. It's just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, NORWALK.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you're in great shape to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And, yeah, and, well, it hasn't happened for a while, but we do have a recall this week I got to tell you about. There's a really cute post on that on Facebook. I think it's the first post, and it's just great photos. And it's like, I think it the headline is something like 6 a.m. on a cold winter morning. Then it's got a photograph, dog person, and then cat person, and it's so true. Anyway, it's really a good one. So if you haven't seen it, want to have a chuckle. And if you're like Dr. Nels, you'll have to say, well, I'm both. Well, which morning is it? A dog person morning or a cat person morning? Because I'm also both. But I tend to skew when it comes to this little cartoon type thing. I skew towards being a cat person. Anyway, it's very cute. So it is the second Sunday of December, and that means we're into our holiday editions, and we get to dance around with the Jingle Cats and Dogs. So how fun is that? And I know it put a smile on all of our faces and got us dancing in our chairs. So that's what we're going to be doing at the top of the hours. You still get to dance around, but it's going to be the Jingle Cats for this month. And let's get everybody into the conversation here. As always, starting off, we have, basically because he's responsible for making everything work right around here, that would be Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha.
And how are you this
Sunday
morning?
I am doing good.
All right. And then filling out our table would be our guest for today, because I have to say, the mood-lit studio, oh, you left the lights on in there. is empty.
Gotta keep it moodly lit.
Well, yeah, but there's no one to moodly lit it for, and that would be because our wonderful and beloved call screener, Stacey Buck, is not here this morning, and everything's okay. It's just that her holiday celebration for her work is today. And she's like me. She hadn't mastered being two places at once either, so she had to do holiday-related, Christmas party-related work stuff. So she will be back with us again next week. Nathan is on double duty today. That means he's not only got to keep everything running smoothly with the show and the station and everything else he does with all the dials and whistles and things he's got over there with all the computer. How many computer screens are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Five of them.
Computer screens, not to mention all the other things and dials and stuff he's got. Plus, he's going to have to answer the phones. So just know if you call in today for a free remote treatment for you and or your animal friends, Nathan will be answering the phones. And you will know, because sometimes if he's in the studio with us, he'll just be able to put the phone on hold. And he has to wait until he gets into the other studio to find out who you are and get your call ready. So you'll know that your call's been answered because once he puts you on hold, you'll hear the show playing in your ear. So that's your cue that you're in line, and Nathan will get to you when he can. All righty then. So it is the second Sunday of the month, and everything is flowing as usual. And that means Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Sister Linda Rasmussen are here in the studio with us. Good morning, you two.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
And hey, aren't we blessed with the weather today? It is just cloudy, maybe foggy. There was a little bit of some rain for me on and off down here, about 36 degrees, but roads are clear. There's no snow. Now, I have to say, we had beautiful snow and snow-covered evergreens in the studio here when we were jingle-catting and dogging to start the show. But that's because Nathan put them on the screen and we had them inside. And my first thought was, good thing that's going on inside and not outside right now. Anyway, we are feeling grateful for the weather because we all could get here and be in the studio with you. So that means that today phone calls take priority, and you can call in anytime for a free remote treatment for you, also for your animal friends. The earlier in the show you call in, the more time we have to spend with you. And we would love to hear from you. So before I do anything else, I'm going to give you the phone number so you can call in at any time. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And you can send us email at any time to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. So, gosh, usually always start with the weather, and as at the moment it's pretty, I think it's the same probably everywhere all around our area. We can't actually...
Same.
Still can't really even see Seattle, so I'm not sure that it's still there, but I'm pretty sure that it probably is. Linda's saying she can testify that Seattle's still
there. I came out of the drizzle to meet you all.
All right, but that's all we can see. We can't see it there, and of course we can't see mountains or you know, Olympics or anything. I think if the weather report, I think, says we've got, what, another cold streak coming in, but it looks like it's supposed to be kind of clear and dry for the week, Nathan. Does your information agree with that? What do we got coming?
Yeah, I was looking at the weather report, and with all the stuff that's been going on in the past 3 weeks, you know, like snow and wind and rain, I was like, okay, what am I going to have to talk about this time? And I looked at the weather report, and all it says is mostly cloudy or mostly sunny throughout the entire week, and temperatures just in the low 40s. That's it. Very simple week ahead. A little bit chilly, though.
Yeah, and I think at the night it's got it going down into the 20s, I think.
Not that Wednesday. Cold for, well, at least in the Seattle and closer
for
to the Puget
Martha
Sound.
For Martha and Dr. Nell's areas will be.
Yeah, we'll probably be in the upper 20s, maybe mid-20s.
Yeah, no, I know. Finally this week, the snow started really melting at my place, so I can see grass again, and I was thinking driving down here, the only snow left around in my area is the constantly shaded areas and the piles. So there's still white piles and shaded areas in my area, but I think for the first time in 2 weeks, I'm going to get to scoop poop in the dog yard today. Oh, joy for me.
Yeah.
That's always fun, you know, because, you know, when they're in the, dropping the snow and you got several inches, you know, you can't scoop poop. Anyway, so I'll be doing that this afternoon. However, Dr. Nels, you're up in the shadow of White Horse Mountain, which is the Darrington area.
Yeah.
You've still got, what do you got on the ground?
Well, it's about 4 inches of snow. It's kind of, you know, it used to be a foot or about a foot.
Okay, so and, that's what you got, this...
The big dump that happened. The last one where people got 3 or 4 inches down around, like, Everett and wherever, we got a skiff. We got maybe a half inch.
Mm.
But the dump that was before that was a foot, and then it stayed cold, so it's just gradually gone away. We had some rain yesterday to compress it down a bit, so it's down about to 4 inches now.
Yeah, so I remember when we had the, you know, the first snow you're talking about, because that's when I got all the snow I've got too. And I remember the weather report of, I don't know, the day before, the night before it happened. And you know, the weather lady saying, yeah, we're going to get, you know, 1 to 3 inches of snow or whatever, but it'll be gone by the end of the day. Okie dokie. I also remember high winds, major snow dump, power outage, freezing our you-know-what's off for the first couple days of that snow dump. And I normally, when my power goes out, I have Wi-Fi. So I can get on my phone, I can go to the PUD website and bring up the power outages and find out stuff. I had no Wi-Fi this time. So I was completely cut off. And, you know, in this world of technology, you don't have your phone or your Wi-Fi. It's like, yikes, what do you do anymore? So I had no clue what was going on. So finally, like, you know, the next day, and I'm still freezing and the power's out, I called PUD on my cell phone because my other phones were out with the power. And the gal I talked to, she came, apparently she was at work at a physical location and come from Camino and said they didn't get much snow. But she said her boyfriend said the same thing that morning. She said, I was getting ready to leave. And he said, well, don't worry about the snow because it'll be gone by the time you have to come home. Boy, she said, was he wrong? I don't know if I can get home now. Anyway, but so the weather didn't. And so I made mental note saying next time they say snow's coming, but it'll be gone in a day or so, just ignore that part, because probably it's going to snow and it's going to stay forever. Because that's what happened last, the last couple of years. It's been, once it snowed, it just took forever for it to go away.
Yeah.
That was the same thing this time around. So who knows if we get more snow this, well, we haven't even gotten to winter yet. We're still in fall, are we not? It's the
we got a week to go.
Yeah, we got a week to go before winter comes. And Am I remembering correctly? I mean, usually most of our snow comes after the first of the year, and more like late January, often early February is when we get. Isn't that kind of what we've been doing?
I'm praying for a Chinook.
Well, no, what is that? What does that mean?
That's the warm, wet air that also called the Pineapple Express.
Oh, yeah. But isn't that kind of counter to like El Nino or La Nina or whatever we are?
Yeah, probably won't see it because of this whole La Nina thing.
Is that we're in La Nina or El Nino, we're in La Nina or whatever it is this winter says we're going to be colder.
Yeah.
But okay, so we would like to imagine the Pineapple Express coming to counter that. I like that. We can all do that. Let's think Pineapple Express and let's just stay a little warmer than it. Yeah, anyway. So who knows? I'm hoping that I've gotten all my winter, everything that can go wrong, karma out of the way early, so I'll have, you know, smooth sailing. And you guys are going to get to hear all about it, because it's going to lead us to a really good conversation, I think, today, because I had an experience this last couple weeks that I have not had before. Completely stress related, and I'm still kind of shocked at how severe this was. So it's going to be a real good one to relate to you, and then I think we all get to learn the lessons that I need to learn and probably a lot of us need to learn from Dr. Nelson and Linda about stress and how it can affect our physical bodies. Because, like I said, I'm still a little blown away. So I'll explain all of that stuff to you. And we've got one recall to tell you about. And then, of course, we'll get to, you know, your phone calls. And like I said, the earlier you call in, the more time we have to spend with you. So I think it's probably time to officially start the show. All righty. So we're going to do that. I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. And that, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, we do a couple of little St. Francis prayers to start with, and then we get a pile of affirmations that have been contributed by our Animal World family that help get us in the right spiritual energy for the day and the week. So here we go with prayer number one. I start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. So here we go with that. Oh, and by the way, the prayers and affirmations part of the show, this is all voluntary. You can do all this along with me and participate, or you can just tune out. It's completely up to you. It's not like enjoying the Jingle Cats or Love Train and dancing and exercising at 10 and 11. That's required. Dancing's required, but this part is optional. All righty, here we go with a prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, and now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. All righty. Now, we've got our affirmations here, and the first one, I do all these affirmations out loud three times. You can do them out loud with me, silently along with me, or not at all, depending on how you feel about this. And you can use them every day at home like I do. And I know a lot of you do that because I hear from you. So here we go. Affirmation number one, we're doing for ourselves. And here we go. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Whew. All right, affirmation number two actually comes from one of our guests today. That would be Linda Rasmussen. And you'll find out if you call in for a remote treatment today, when she gets finished with the human animals that she works with, often gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going. This came out of that and ended up being so powerful that lots of us were using it, and I got so many comments about it that we incorporated into starting the show every week, and I find this phenomenally helpful. It's one of my favorites. So here we go, and we do this for ourselves as kind of our Animal World family. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. Alrighty, and this next one comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga and the Italy division. And this is the affirmation to use when you're going out in the world and want to spread health and well-being and all that positive attitude rather than fear and contagions and all that sort of stuff. So here we go with that. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Woo-hoo. All righty. Now, this one comes from Our guest, Natasha Venter. She's our medium and communicator and personal awareness coach. And I usually always say I find that this one really helps me. Well, you know, truth be told, I don't feel like I did such a good... I did this all the, you know, and I do it for me. I do it for my animals. Seemed to help. Continued, my animals did well. I have not done well in this last week or two. And I think it relates directly to this affirmation and aligning with the energies and all of that. So that's going to lead us to our discussion. We're doing the affirmation anyway, but I'm just letting you know I'm having a little discussion with Natasha about this, because remember last week, last month, when Natasha was here, which is the third Sunday of the month, I remember when I did this affirmation, she said something like, now I've changed it to do it a little bit differently now. Well, I kind of dismissed that, you know, and went on with what I, well, now I'm thinking, okay, probably that wasn't such a good idea. I better check in and see how she's updated this affirmation. Anyway, here we go with one we're doing now, and we'll update with Natasha next week. Let's see. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. I thought I did a pretty good job with that this week, but my body didn't. So anyway, discussion to follow. Alrighty, our last affirmation to conclude this whole pile is our Warrior of Light from the Ananda Institute. And it's still, as every day goes by, it seems more and more important that we're spreading the love and light all over the planet. So let's turn the energy up and let's spread the love and the light all over the place and throw peace in there too. So here we go with this three times. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. All righty then. To conclude the whole process, Dr. Nell's contribution, his favorite part, cross your hands over your chest and affirm with me, I trust, I trust. I trust. And Dr. Nels, that just means we're trusting in whatever we perceive to be the higher power or whatever, and that everything's perfect as it is and not.
Right, right. It's on the line of acceptance.
Hey!
Right. and maybe take it up one more notch.
Yeah, yeah. All yeah. Right. All right. So we are all spiritualized up for the day, for the week, and just a smidge over time, and we need to be taking care of our advertisers here, and we will do that shortly. The good news is the phone is ringing because Nathan's had to answer it, so do we have callers waiting? We do. Okay, so we are going to take care of advertisers. It is the most important part of the show. Please listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. And then apparently we're going to the phones because, you know, we got a lot of stuff to chat about, but we'll throw that in when we can. And, of course, phone calls always take priority. So whoever you are, caller on the line, hold on because we'll come to you next. And Animal World continues. We're here till noon today right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We'll be right back.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Miss a show on KKNW? Check out 1150kknw.com for podcasts of many of our programs. That's 1150kknw.com.
Oh, you gotta love him. I do. You know, this is roasting chestnuts over an open fire, and it always takes me back. Gosh, and I'm tearing up. It takes me back to grade school, because I grew up in Laurelhurst, and I went to Laurelhurst Elementary School, and it's right across the street from the Laurelhurst playfield. Okay, well, and that playfield around the outer perimeter of the playfield is loaded with chestnut trees. And so when we were in grade school, this was a big thing when it got, you know, fall and the chestnuts would fall. And they fall, and then they're in these shells, a really spiky thing. Anyway, when school got out, okay, the first thing we did is we would race to the playfield because we would collect the chestnuts, you know. And it was a huge thing. And, I mean, we would race like crazy. And we'd bring back, and we would get chestnuts, and then, you know, we'd sit there, and you got to peel them off, and you cry, and we'd eat them raw. I have to say, I've never had roasted chestnuts over an open fire, but I ate a ton of raw ones at the Laurelhurst Playfield as a kid, and oh my gosh, they're so good. Now, I'm sure the trees are still there. But I don't know if this still goes on and all of that. I mean, there's so many people there now. Probably as soon as they're down, they're collected. And I don't know. But anybody has any chestnuts? I'd love some chestnuts.
I would actually wonder if the trees are still there, because a huge blight went through the country and wiped out a lot of chestnuts.
Oh, okay. So, well, the next time in the area, yeah. I'm in the area, I'm going to have to drive by and see if those, because they're, you know, huge, huge trees. And I haven't driven by it in a long time, but woohoo, how fun. Anyway, all right, so I'm now in grade school, so I'm no longer responsible for anything. all righty, so let's see. We did hear from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga during that break, and check them out at anandawashington.org. We talked about all the holiday stuff going on this month, and there's a ton of it. So go to anandawashington.org and check everything out. And, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. We'd love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. All you got to do is shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Let's see. And it is Healing Sunday here on Animal World. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. And I don't think I've said it today. It's best bioenergetic synchronization technique. Neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday on Animal World, and the Rasmussens are here. And no, they're not married. No, Dr. Nels is married to another Martha, so there are actually two Marthas involved in the show now, but one's me and one's his. And sister, Linda Rasmussen. So just so you're clear on all of that. All righty, now we are going to go to the phones, and I never remember to remind you of this, but I'm remembering today. And that is generally what happens is that when we tune in, Dr. Nels will start working on the animal. Linda will then work on the human. And when Linda works on the humans, you can get a surrogate healing or, you know, and benefit from the energy too. All you have to do is kind of follow along. And when she says, think of whatever, well, think of whatever that is that relates to you. And then you do what she says to do. And by golly, it makes a difference because Dr. Nels, don't you hear?
Because oh, yeah.
You do another show too, so you hear a lot from people.
We get a lot of reports back from people who don't call into the show. You know, I mean, what, 10% of people who are or less who listen to a show would call in ever? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we get lots of reports from people who won't call in, but they will write in and say, well, I followed when so-and-so did this and it was great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so you definitely can get benefit from the healing just by listening and following along. So let's see how that works. And we are going to head to Redmond and welcome Sue. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. Good morning, hello. Sue.
Hello to all three of you. And I need help from all of you. And Dr. Nels, you've been to see me and my dog, Barney.
Yes.
And so my problem this right now is that he had diarrhea two times in the night last night, and then this morning there was a little deposit inside, unfortunately, and some vomit.
Mm.
And I've tried, he's 15, and he's a very picky eater all of his life. Now he's more picky than ever. I've tried all the most quality foods and home cooking and you name it, and things he used to like. Anyway, I have slippery elm, Martha. And
That's
he
good.
Will not use that. He, since he's not eating, I can't sprinkle it on his food. I put it in his water, and he seems to know it's different. I tasted it. I couldn't tell any difference, but I know their taste buds are sharper. So he's not getting anything. I do have an antacid that the vet had suggested in the past because he's been very stressed where I live in a senior community is under total renovation and construction, and it's been very disturbing to all of us. And I'm sure they pick up vibes when I say they, because I have a cat.
Well, it's going to be interesting. We're going to have our major discussion today is going to be about exactly that, Sue, how stress can affect the physical body.
Yeah.
So we haven't gotten to that yet because, you know, phone calls take priority. But that's what we're going to learn about from Dr. Nels and Linda today. So be sure you stay tuned in.
Oh, I always do. I'm a longtime fan, and you actually came to our house many years ago for another dog. So,
well, you're just part of our family here.
Absolutely.
Right.
I've learned a lot from you through the years. All the three of you I've learned. I've talked to Linda also by phone and benefited from that.
And, of course, Nathan has been very helpful to you as well.
Nathan's right? Adorable, yes.
Okay. And he looks
different.
You
wouldn't be here on the show if it weren't for me.
It's kind of like, Nathan's kind of like our dog, you know, because I got to tell you, and I mean this in a good way, but it's because of grooming. Because, you know, when it's summer and it's hot, what do? You cut your dog's hair off. And when it's winter and cold, you let it grow. Well, guess what Nathan does? When it's summer, he cuts his hair off. He doesn't look like Nathan to me anymore because now he's got hair. He grows his hair out. So he looks like a more dignified adult with hair. Anyway, so he's just...
What an endorsement.
but I really, don't you think, because you remember what he looked like without hair?
Right,
okay?
Yeah.
I think it changes his energy. And makes him look more mature with hair.
Well,
who knows? Anyway.
What about me? I don't have any.
Well, because you look the same all the time because you don't have any hair. You don't, like, you grow it back and shave
right.
it off. You just,
yeah,
it's off all the time. Never mind. Anyway, so Dr. Nels he tuned into Barney right away, Sue, and has been working on Barney.
He definitely needs some thorough reset here.
Okay, and then I'm assuming that it will be okay with you, Sue, if Linda works with you.
Of course.
Okay.
I admire both of them very much.
All right.
And
so
you as well.
I'm gonna turn you over to Linda here in a moment, and then so we'll get Nels do his thing. Linda will do hers with you. Then we'll discuss what's going on, because we'll see what Linda and Dr. Nels have picked up with the work they've done, and I'll talk to you a little, some alternatives of how you might be able to get that slippery elm in there. So we'll do that.
Dear.
All right.
Thank you.
So, Linda, are you ready to? Linda's
yes.
Taking over.
Hello, Sue.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. So I'm going to invite you to think about something that is actually a health concern for you. Just it may not seem that big, but something that is on your mind.
Say health concern?
Yeah.
Is that
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I have one. Yes.
Yeah. So just focus on that. And think about how it affects your life or might affect your life. And then set that aside and focus on the feeling of satisfied. And the number three. And the three is actually right now referring to the solar plexus chakra. So I'm going to invite you to take the word satisfied and just gently place it in the palm of one of your hands, and then place that hand on top of your solar plexus, just there at the base of the rib cage, and just take a little breath in through satisfied. And then breathe normally. Let your hand be wherever it's comfortable. And you're still thinking satisfied in the number three. And your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you do some very slow, deep breathing in and out, just very gently but completely, as you think satisfied three.
You have your eyes closed. You're looking up to the right behind those closed eyes. You're doing slow, deep in and out breathing, thinking satisfied three. Satisfied and three. Ooh. I'm tuning into this too.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Sue. And with your eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward, tucking your chin, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bring that health concern back into your thoughts. And that is complete. So let me find the affirmation. Okay, so this will be the most helpful way to use the energy of satisfied. I embrace the feeling of satisfied. And that is just going to open for you the awareness and looking for feeling satisfied about yourself, about the situations around you. I embrace the feeling of satisfied.
Very nice. How are you doing, Sue?
I'm fine. I appreciate her thoughts and her help.
Great, great. So let's talk about, you said Barney is a Shiba Inu and about 15.
Yes.
Now, I would
sweet
say
dog, too.
Pardon me?
A very sweet dog and showing signs of his age, but still perky on his walks, but, you know, sleeping a lot more and definitely has developed an eating problem and not liking most of his food. And now this upset last night and this morning, I'm not real happy about.
Yeah. Now, I was going to say that I'm not an expert on Shiba Inus. You know, I've seen and have worked with lots of them and different variances of the species. But I don't know what the average lifespan is, but I'm thinking around 15 is probably close. Dr. Nels, do you know anything about the lifespan of Shibas?
Well, I've taken care of several, and you know, a lot of the dogs I see them when they're older.
Right.
So getting into 14 and 15 year old, it's definitely getting up there. And so that's, you know, it's a factor. In his case, he also had incorporated a lot of stress into his system because I was working fight or flight points plus a lot of other kind of related points, also some that would relate even directly to his bowels. So we got a really good thorough reset on him.
All right. So when you tuned into him, there were all kinds of things that you could work on and many related, because it's important to note that neither Dr. Nails or Linda diagnose or treat. When we talk about what's going on, it might be for my benefit because I might have something to add, you know, that's helpful on a practical, logical level or whatever. But it mostly is for our understanding and so that we can all kind of be involved in what's going on. But truthfully, Linda and Dr. Nails, you don't need to know what's going on with an individual.
You just tune
into the physical body and do what it tells you to do.
Right. Or another way to put it is tune into the energy of the body. You can say the energy field, the spirit, whatever, however you want to call it, where the interference can settle. And
all
then
right.
we work on how do we remove this interference. And, of course, Linda's using the emotional part with people a lot, and I'm doing more of the physical type rebalancing for the animals. Although I did find that he also needed the feeling of trust to be reset. So I was doing that while I was doing
Gotcha. So now, Linda and Dr. Nails, in the course of you working with Sue and Barney, do you have any – it sounds like Barney, he's 15. He's been a picky eater all along. That's a bigger issue right at the moment. And we have this diarrhea and vomiting thing just since last night. Do either of you have any intuitions or feelings or whatever about the situation that we should that you want to share or we should know about?
I have one.
Yeah, okay.
and that is that there was so much going on in his fight or flight system that can definitely mess up the digestion because when the fight or flight system is engaged and the more fully and thoroughly it's engaged, the less the body is going to be interested in doing anything, you could say, normal with food, to the point of no appetite or having diarrhea or constipation or, you know, those kind of things, because that system gets shut off in favor of the other survival things that the fight or flight system is working to keep going, the muscles and all of that. And it sounds like there's been plenty of stress with all this construction. And, of course, as Linda will attest, the human stress is also connected to the animal stress.
Of course.
Well, and of course, you know, I teach the human-to-animal transference, and our animals do pick up, process, and reflect back our stuff.
Yeah, I'm aware of that aspect. Yeah. And I certainly have been under a lot of stress myself for health reasons and because of this stupid construction. But there's one other issue, too. We had a cat that was Barney's dear friend, and they were buddies. And that cat died, and then I waited a while, and finally it seemed appropriate to bring a new cat in. And I got a rescue cat from Homeward Pet in Woodinville.
Mm-hmm.
And
good for you.
They are, the other cat was too. They're a great place. But this cat was abandoned and then therefore a stray on the streets for a while. And she came in very suspicious of the dog and vice versa. He ran over like, oh, here's another one of my little furry buddies. And she really was not thrilled at all. So it's been a long period of getting those two to tolerate each other. Well, then with the construction, I had a screened in porch that both of them could use. And it was great. Well, that's been taken away. So they've been confined inside my apartment all this time, and I think that's added definitely to his stress. Sometimes she seems friendly and wants to be friends, and then she'll turn around and, you know, swipe at him with her paw. I know that bothers him. I can see the look on his face. So that's another big stress item that I've been dealing with. And then, of course, I get stressed.
I'm always amazed at how guided I am and this show is. Because what did I get told that we're going to talk about today was stress and how stress affects the physical body. And what's our first call? It's all, You know, so thank you, Divine Mother. Thank you, well, Master. Thank you, St. Francis G. Yeah, we're all in tune. Now,
I think it's serendipitous that I called in, too.
Totally. See, it's all guided. Now, with what you just said, that triggered Dr. Nels to do more work. And I'm wondering, are you working on the cat now? What are we doing?
I'm resetting this cat.
She's
been through the mill.
Okay.
So.
All right. So the cat's needed a lot of work. The cat needed a lot of work, too. So you're doing that. What is the kitty's name, by the way?
Sweetie. She seems so sweet, and she follows me around like a little puppy dog and seemed to be so happy to be in a home, except for the dog. But anyway, I said, oh, you're so sweet. So I call her Sweetie. But boy, sometimes I wonder if she's a Jekyll and a Hyde. But then I go, no, I can't think that. She'll pick that up.
Yep, good for you. Good for you.
They've finally are at a point where they tolerate one another. But you can see it. He's got a careful look on his, apprehensive, I should say, look on his face as she comes over and tries to warm up to him. Because every once in a while, when he's going by minding his own business, and I guess she doesn't like that he's just passing her by, she'll take a swipe at him with her paw. I don't know if she's trying to play or she's mad or whatever. So yes, help, Dr. Nels.
Yeah, her fight or flight system was active. So
because you're still working on her. Yeah. She had a lot of work to do too.
Yep. I would imagine from being a stray for sure. Yeah. You know.
And what color kitty is Sweetie?
Sweetie's all black.
Black kitty. Okay. All right.
Very pretty silky fur.
All right. Now I'm looking at the clock here. We need to take care of advertisers. But Sue, I'd like to talk to you more about what's going on in the Slippery Elm business. Can you hold on through a break?
Absolutely.
Fabulous.
My pleasure.
Okay, so here's my plan right now, subject to change at any moment, depending on what happens. But we're going to take care of advertisers and sponsors. We will come back and connect up with Sue again. We'll talk about the vomiting and diarrhea, anything else that Nels and Linda have picked up during the break, and what to do about all of that. And then that's going to lead us in, well, instead of some of the other stuff we've got to talk about today, I can throw that in anytime, and we will go right to our discussion of stress and all of that sort of thing. Pending other phone calls. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues more with Sue and Barney and Sweetie straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now,
would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Broaden your horizons. You'll be amazed at all the topics we cover on Alternative Talk 1150.
Thanks for spending some time with us here on Sunday morning. And I'm Martha Norwalk. Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen are here. We're in the middle of a discussion with Sue. We'll get back to that in a moment. But by the way, we did hear from Dr. Nels Rasmussen during the break, and he would love to chat with you. He always does a free telephone evaluation. So you would like to know if he can help you or your animal friends, all you got to do is go to his website, healingministryforanimals.com. That's healingministryforanimals.com. Click on the contact link and fill out the little form and say, hey, want to talk? And he'll arrange a phone call. Right?
Yep.
All righty. And, of course, our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, is back in business at the Whispering Dragon Center. She's now in Shoreline. Great location. It's so much better than where she was before. And the energy of the healing, I call it the healing chamber now, it's just phenomenal. Linda, have you been in?
Yeah.
Isn't it lovely in her little home? And the energy is so nice and so much more peace. Anyway, I just love it. And parking is easy. You know, parking at the last place was really, really bad. And had the distraction of being in a business building and pole dancing next door and all kinds of stuff. And this is peaceful and calm and really, really, really lovely. Anyway, and Jude is available to work with you in person in her Whispering Dragon Center in her home now or remotely. Just like Linda and Dr. Nels do. So you can check her out on Facebook, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center online, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty. We are in the middle of a discussion with Sue from Redmond. We're talking about Barney, her 15-year-old Shiba Inu. We also have thrown Sweetie, the new black cat rescue, into the mix. And Barney's been having a tough time. He's 15. He has been a picky eater, but hasn't been interested in any kind of food at this point. And had some diarrhea and now some vomiting this morning. And Dr. Nels has worked on Barney, once we found out about introduction of the new rescue kitty, Sweetie, there's stress involved there. Dr. Nels, you worked on Sweetie and her flight. So both of these animals, their flight fight mechanisms were
pretty high alert.
So what you have often explained to us is that when, mammals conclude humans, when we get stressed for some reason, your nervous system can get stuck in the fight-flight mechanism.
Right.
And when that happens and the nervous system is frozen, so to speak, anything that happens to you related to that, you can't respond to appropriately.
You're stuck responding to that old scary information as opposed to what's going on around you now.
Yeah, what's really going on. So you have been able to straighten that out with both parties here, Barney and Sweetie.
Good thorough resets on that, so now we'll see what nature does.
So I would imagine, without anything else, just with the rebalancing, resetting with the animals, in addition to the work that Linda has done with Sue, that very well can shift the energy and things could improve over the next few days here.
One can only hope.
Yeah.
Can I ask Linda just one clarification?
Yeah.
Linda, did you say that I embrace the feeling of being satisfied?
I embrace the feeling of satisfied.
I embrace the feeling of satisfied.
Satisfied with, are you saying?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I embrace the feeling of satisfied. All right, I tried to write that down and I didn't get it right. So
embrace,
thank you for the help.
I embrace the feeling of satisfied.
Okay, that's definitely needed. Okay.
All right, so when hoping that with what the work that's been done, that will calm Barney down a bit so that he can be more receptive to eating something, when we as the owners, if we allow ourselves to stress out over this and we really start working at, let's try this, let's try that, and we're trying to get him to eat stuff, we also often make it worse.
Yep, I probably have.
You know, by that. On the other hand, with what you've described, just the diarrhea and the vomiting, Slippery Elm would be my choice to get into him. It's a great tummy and intestinal tract coater and healer and calms everything down. You can put the powder in the food. You can poke the capsule down. But in his case, especially since you started the vomiting, normally under that circumstance, I'd make a yummy tummy syrup and give him the liquid.
How much water do I?
The powder doesn't dissolve in room temperature water.
Right.
So you boil the water.
But wait 1 second, I've got a capsule, but I opened the capsule to get the powder out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what you do is just, you can stick a cup of water in the microwave, you can boil it, and then just open a capsule and sprinkle, and put it in. You could
you want the water hot, is what you're saying.
It's got to be hot in order for the powder to dissolve in it.
Okay, so whisking it in lukewarm water wasn't enough then.
Not if you can tell it either floats around and doesn't dissolve, or you boil the water and it does dissolve.
Yeah, you're right. I can discern it a little bit. It looks like a little bit of texture there. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll try it your way.
So what you do is you boil up the water, then put in some Slippery Elm powder. I don't worry about exactly how much you're going to give because you really can't mess up the detail. You can't overdose them on this stuff. You can't do too much. So I'd put a capsule or two in a cup or so of water and boil it up. And then you use...
Wait. You put the capsule in the water before you
boil
it?
No, you boil the water, then put a couple, a capsule or two in the water and dissolve it so it's a nice liquid and all dissolved together. Then you use a little syringe to syringe, a cc or two down into his mouth, get him to swallow it.
Got it. Okay.
Talk happy while you're doing that. Woo-hoo. And talk to him while you're making the Slippery Elm stuff. Tell him, I talked to Aunt Martha and I'm making you yummy tummy syrup. Oh boy, you got a good sales pitch. You can convince dogs of almost anything. Now, granted, you're dealing with a Shiba Inu and sometimes they're more like cats than dogs and they don't always read the dog book. But have a good sales pitch, and then you could give him, a syringe of Slippery Elm every few hours, and if the vomiting's continuing or, if he seems upset. But a little bit of the Slippery Elm liquid, especially with all the work that's been done, that ought to straighten him out and get him eating again.
Well, now, when you give it to him every few hours, do you have to reheat it and remix it?
No, once it's a liquid, it stays a liquid.
Okay.
So and obviously you have to let it cool down enough so you're not giving him boiling yummy tummy syrup.
So room temperature would
Room temperature would be fine.
Okay, good.
Okay? All right. So let's see how you do, and then you can always contact any of us off the air, or you can call in next week and we can have Natasha tune in psychically and get a reading for what's going on if there's still some issues.
Good idea. I've used Natasha in the past, too. So
excellent. All right.
I may very well call in again if I need to. And I thank all the three of you so much. You're just great. And have a joyous holiday.
You're welcome, and Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, and all that other good stuff, and have a wonderful day. Call us off the air if you need to. Otherwise, check in next Sunday, okay?
Thank you so much. I'm very grateful.
All righty. God bless. Bye-bye.
And to you. Bye-bye, all three of you.
All righty. That was fun. Now, we are going to close out hour number one and fire up hour number two. When we come back, then as long as we don't have phone calls to go to. And by the way, if you've got something you need a treatment right away, you can call in anytime, 425-373-5527. Remember, no love train through the holidays here. We are jingle catting, so we're going to do a couple of jingle cats carols. And you can dance in your chair. You can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. So we're going to probably walk around in our dance in our chairs and maybe bop around the room. And I'm just going to, I guess, got told, go ahead and energize up the jingle cats. So we're going to do a little yogi energization here to energize up the jingle cat carols so we all get lots of good energy out of this. So here we go. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy. Our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, a body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the jingle cats and dogs. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.